This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 12 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they were discussing the potential locations of King Caston's corpse with Captain LaCroix, who in turn had given them three possible locations for our heroes to investigate.
Maybe the crystal is its egg.
I've had a brain blast.
Okay.
I've had a thought. How do we normally communicate with the Dernier when we're out on...
Sending, usually, and...
For those of us that don't have sending spells, like me...
Yeah,
yet,
like this team.
Usually the local peacekeeper's office has ways of doing sending and various other long-range communication type magics.
Because we've got, you know, the abomination type thing is usually a Dernier stuff, but we haven't been informed of it yet officially. Do you think before going down there and fighting it or whatever, we should send a missive back to home base and just say...
Well, that and we've learned some rather important information about Cassin.
Right.
So we should probably also inform them of that. So,
and then when it comes back and they're like, yes, kill it or talk to it or something, get it out of there, then we can go down and do that.
Sure.
Yes.
You also know that if you don't and just put it in the report, it's not blinked at. It's just like, okay, you guys did extra stuff. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, we did extra stuff the last mission.
Because we're allowed to contract.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is bonuses.
Yeah.
If one of the other organizations offers to pay you to do something, you're more than welcome to take it.
What if a private citizen offers to pay us to do
it? It's frowned on. The Harvesters Guild and the Trade Union and the Peace Guild, they're all government bodies. The Trade Union and Harvesters Guild didn't start off as government bodies, but are now.
I'll thank the lady for the information.
Yep.
And if we want to investigate the Milson mineshaft, do we need to talk to anybody so that, you know, health and safety...
Just, this is the same with all shafts. No fire.
Joy noted.
Great way to get yourself killed.
What about magical fire?
As long as it doesn't produce heat or combust anything. Like, if you're thinking continual flame, that's fine.
Okay.
If you're thinking...
Like firebolt, no.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay.
That's a good distinction to
make. Yes. If you get any reports of activity around the Milson mineshaft, it's probably us.
And I've never been down deep into the earth before. Is there anything special we need to take? I've heard about canaries, but I don't really know what a bird could do for me.
Rope.
Rope.
A fair bit of rope.
Okay.
Helmets.
Oh,
which
helmets.
It looks like most of you have.
Yes, I've got a kind of helmet.
At least to have them, I will probably have to work what I want.
I can get
shield.
Them.
Yeah.
That might work.
I would still highly suggest.
Where would I acquire a helmet of some description?
We can lend you one.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That's good news.
Do
and if...
No taking anything... Of theirs, Tanwen.
She said lending, so I wasn't going to do it, and I definitely wasn't going to do it even if you didn't pull me up.
Don't worry about it. Don't ask. You don't want to know.
Okay. But she quickly hurries off to the back and comes out with this wooden disc helmets that are kind of like a dome, other than a wide brim.
I know exactly the kind of helmet you're...
Basically one of those just made of wood.
Okay, I'll strap it to my bag and take it with me.
And it also does have the Harvesters Guild logo on it, which is a sickle crossed with a pickaxe with a elkophant over top of it.
Very nice.
That tickles the history nerd in me. So, yes, I will take the helmet, strap it to my bag, and go visit the peacekeepers so that we can... send a message back home.
Mm. On the way, I would like to visit the marketplace or wherever, get a couple more lengths of rope,
mm-hmm.
maybe three more 30-foot pieces of rope. And if I can't carry them all, you guys are going to have to carry some?
That's the sort of equipment you can get lent to you by the Harvester's Guild.
Oh, okay.
The great thing about being dirtier is that you guys can requisition Yay! Government agencies.
Yay! All right, well, I'll get some more rope then.
Yeah.
And...
would it be too much to get someone to be our rappel person, to, like, stand at the top of the hole or whatever?
Don't die!
Like, lift us up if we need.
Help lift us up!
Currently, yes, the guild does... currently forbid their workers from going into the Milson mineshaft, and they're not going to lift that. Yes, you guys are government agents and have free reign and all that kind of stuff, but they're not going to send...
they're not going to endanger their own people.
Yeah, they're not going to send the people with 4 hit points.
Yeah. Well, could we at least get a map or a series of directions or something to the Milson mineshaft? Because it's all kind of... there's a big mountain and there's lots of holes, and that's about all I know.
You are provided with directions to the... It is one of the shafts within the gold mine. There's 5 or 6 shafts in the mine.
Right.
Right. So we get the directions, we'll get the rope.
Go to the peacekeepers.
Go to the peacekeepers.
Send your message.
Basically, as quickly and concisely as possible on what we've learned about Kasim and the various mines we're going to be investigating, including the 4-armed creature attached to the large quartz diamond.
Yep.
And I'll wait 5 minutes to see if there's a response.
There is a response. It is at your prerogative.
Okay, Joey noted. So if we need to deal with it, we have authority to deal with it.
Yee-hee-hee.
Hopefully we'll be able to chip a bit more off your...
500 gold debt.
Oh, that sounds exciting to me. When that sounds like a good enough aid to get rid of some mysterious abomination to me.
When you're 50 gold in debt, it's your problem. When you're 500 gold in debt, it's their problem.
Yeah.
Yes, anyway. So
I am the menace now.
So, yes, we'll go and head to the Milson Mine.
Okay, so you guys get to the gold mine. It's easy enough. There's a fair bit of signposting. You go up the road, which heads up the mountain, and then there's 4 splits. One to the limestone quarry, one to the marble quarry, one to the quartz mine, and one to the gold mine.
That's good town planning, actually.
Mm. No, there you go. Not too bad at all. I guess we'll go to the gold mine then.
Yeah, we head to the gold mine. And
yes, it's... about a 20-30 minute journey up the mountain to the entrance of the gold mine, which looks rather well structured up so that it doesn't collapse on itself often. There's lots of support beams and the usual type of stuff that you would see in a mine. And yeah, you guys are now at the entrance of the gold mine.
Yahoo! So it's just, does it look like, when I picture a mine, I picture like a hole in the ground that has been supported with wooden supports, and it's kind of got a creaky lantern at the entrance, and it's got some tracks going into it, and it's all kind of gravelly, and, you know, there's a wow, 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 wow.
maybe. Minus the lantern and the tracks.
Maybe a couple of bandits with iron armor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Also that.
No, what you find instead is a bunch of people wearing Harvester Guild insignias in pretty standard work attire. All of them wearing similar helmets to what was given to Amadeus.
Oh.
Hello.
Each also carrying buckets and pickaxes.
Ah, hello, gentlemen. Ladies.
It's good to meet you all. We're here from the Dernier. We're investigating the Milson mine shaft.
Milson, okay. If you head inside, it's the 3rd shaft on the left. It's got a big hole in it.
3rd shaft on the left with a big hole in it.
Yes, thank you.
I wrote down shard.
So, thank you. We'll endeavour to keep out of your way.
If we're not back in, like, I want to say 2 days. Could you maybe raise an alarm or something?
Guy you're talking to is this old salt and pepper haired dwarf. It's like, sounds perfectly reasonable.
Anyway, we'll leave you lads to it, and like I said, okay. Keep out your way.
The miner you're talking to kind of gives you all the once over. It's just like, helmets,
Oi.
Rope. Put the helmet on that I was given.
Now, you have been warned about fire.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Good.
I reach up, touch my helmet, knowing that my friends are not great at seeing the dark, and cast light.
Perfect.
On the helmet.
Well, don't start a fire. Don't start a fire.
No. Light.
Late, not fire. It's like the sun.
That is a handy trick. I wish a few of my boys could do that. We have to handle otherwise.
Hey, you got to give them a couple of decades in a library.
We don't have that. Anyway, just stay out of my people's way and you have to go.
That's the plan? Yeah, that's the plan. So we'll head on in.
Yeah, again, everything's signposted. Whoever did stuff here was really into infrastructure. In front of each kind of shaft, there is, like, a sign saying, this is the Elkin shaft.
This is a very well-organized place.
Yeah, and you guys find the Milson shaft.
Whoever is in charge of health and safety was doing their job.
Somebody was traumatized by something.
Amadeus does as well. Anyway, we find the Milsons and the hole.
Yes, so you guys find the Milson shaft and start traveling down it, and I do mean down it. It's a good 45-degree decline, and at good 10, 20 meters after it levels out, there is this massive hole that just takes up the entirety of the width of the shaft, and from the looks of it, is even wider than the shaft is.
Nyssa is going to reach for a torch and then remember, no fire.
No fire.
And light on her helmet. All right. Is there somewhere where we can tie some rope?
Yeah, there are.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, you're rushing into it. We're rubbing off on you. Obviously.
I believe somebody has a climber's kit here, right?
I think I do. But I was going to ask.
Or pittance, one of the two.
Can Amadeus cast light on something and then drop it down the hole so we can have a look down?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll take like a cool nibble out of my rider's kit, cast light, which stops it on my helmet.
Yeah.
And drop it down.
Can we get a gauge for how deep the hole is with this?
Yeah, it drops for about 5 seconds.
That's
roughly doing the math, how deep is that?
Roughly 120 meters.
I do have pitons, but I only have 5 of them. They will work as anchors in the top, so I will take out my sledgehammer, and I will take out my pitons, and I will create a nice deep wedge that stops the rope from falling out and down.
Yeah, and the hole itself is about 6-7 meters wide. A bit too far for most to jump.
I think we're going down the hole, right? That's what that nice lady said, right?
Yeah, so 120 meters, right?
Yeah.
That's nearly 400 feet. Holy heck.
Yes, you guys got a lot of rope.
We got a lot of rope. I've got 200 feet worth of rope.
Is that including the rope we got from the harvesters?
Yes.
I'll say you guys just got plenty of rope.
Okay, we have enough rope.
Yes. Yeah. I am not going to let impromptu math screw this over. Because that is a good question. Just like I should have prepped this beforehand.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I will spend some time double knotting our ropes together.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that she's a physical person. She works with her hand. She has experience with knot tying.
Yeah.
And she's not the kind of person that is, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot type of person. She's not that. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Over the course of the next, goodness knows how long, I want to say half hour or so.
Yeah, that seems about right.
You guys manage to set everything up and climb your way down.
Who's going down first?
One of you two. I exercise my leadership authority and say one of you two. If you really... All right, who wants to go down first?
I'll do it.
All right, I touch... Do you have like a...
Scale mail on.
All right, I will touch one of your weapons and cast light on it.
Oh, he's glowing.
Yeah. You know, I have a glowing axe.
Oh.
That way, I'll cast it on my helmet when I get down, but...
That way, okay, the
Magnus
first
is going to like try to awkwardly go down with like the axe in one hand and...
Magnus, put it back on your back.
But then it's in its sheath and I can't see anything.
No,
I'm assuming...
It's glowing out of the sheath.
I'm assuming light is just a bright torch.
I mean, yes, but at the same time, it is on his back. So he is casting quite the shadow.
All right, if it makes it easier, I'll just cast it on your scale mail armor. That'll make it...
Okay.
Or helmet, whichever.
I mean, it's a bit bright under the eyes, but... Yeah.
Thank you, Amadeus.
I think he just wanted it on the scale armor because he wanted to look pretty.
I like it when it's shiny. Then I don't have to shine it myself.
Give me just a simple athletics check.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
A simple athletics check. That is simply going to be just in the double digits.
Oh,
that is 10.
That's fine. You manage to get down the rope. A bit of it is a little free-fally slidey, but you manage to get down safely.
Mm-hmm. What do I see at the bottom?
A lot of rubble and a passageway. Just a lot of rubble from where all the rocks fell into this hole. But so, yes, there is a passageway that connects down here.
So are you going next, or am I?
Do you want to go next?
I can? Yes. Could you cast light on me then? Because it's all the way down there. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll just, like, sit down or something.
Magnus! As the light disappears from your aura, and it's suddenly dark.
Are you okay?
You look up, there's just glowing Tanwyn.
No, my arm is the shiny stuff.
No.
And I will get on the rope and I'll climb my way down.
Yep. Give me a athletics check.
Don't roll bad, roll good. Don't roll bad, roll good. 18.
You're fine. You're Yay. Fairly practiced at rope climbing and just climbing in general.
Hey.
And me with my dive vision, watch her go.
Yes, and you manage to get all the way down to the bottom and see the same thing. Land on a pile of broken rock and see the beginnings of an entranceway as light only shines 60 feet out.
You can see why they didn't want to have people down here. It's pretty dangerous. All right. Do you think we should get a hammock or something just in case Armadeus slips? Well, I think I've got, like, some canvas for a tent and we could kind of stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. I'll stretch out some canvas.
I feel
like
I've made
canvas.
A mistake leaving these two unsupervised. But, thankfully...
We're trying to save you if you fall.
Yeah!
Yes.
I know. Inside thoughts. So, I got a natural 20 for 19 total.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. I'm so glad that you got that natural 20.
Yes, you are completely fine. Strangely enough, this is easy, though you questioned how easy it will be going back up.
Yes. Oh boy. Going down is the easy part.
Yes, but you managed to get down to the bottom, and there is now all three of you at the bottom of this hole.
You're much better at this than I thought you were. It must be all of those book-reading muscles.
Yes.
Did you use your hands to turn the pages?
It's true. He's probably got quite a strong grip.
Yes. However, it's going up again is going to be problematic.
Broham.
We might be able to throw you.
Yes. Throw you 120 metres.
I've thrown rocks that far.
Minus plus zero.
Yeah.
Minus one, minus two. Yeah. We could probably throw him.
No, let's not do that.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Let's
have a look at this passageway.
Right. Gal transfers to my helmet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fairly certain you would have transferred it to your helmet the moment you started climbing down.
Yes. Well, no, because these two...
Wouldn't have been able to see anything.
You can see in the dark.
Yes, I'm a tiefling.
Right.
I have dark vision.
I have dark vision.
Yes. Yeah, you find a man-made shaft at the bottom of this hole.
So, I let these two go first down the passageway.
That's fair.
As I walk behind them.
At the end of this passage, as the light touches on it, you see this passage has just been carved out of the generic stone here. But as the light hits the end of this passageway, you see this near obsidian black stone with green veins strewn throughout it that looks familiar to you, Armadeus, as this is the same type of stone that you saw when you cast Legend Lore.
Okay.
And you see this great 15-foot tall door that's also probably about 15 feet wide. And on it is a carving of humanoid creatures worshipping another humanoid creature holding a ball of light.
Ooh.
And above the door, there is a sentence written.
I can read it.
Yes, you can. You don't know how to speak it, but you do recognize the language as a part of... It is an old dialect of the runic language that is used by the dwarfs and giants when they write. It looks familiar because you've seen modern runic.
It's like an English speaker looking at old English.
Yeah. Some of the runes are too long, some of them are too curvy and...
Mm.
Thorn is there.
Yeah. But it says, he who holds Khazar shall be rewarded. Khazar is a name, and you know that it roughly translates to the sun.
He who holds Khazar is key?
He who holds Khazar shall be rewarded.
And Khazar roughly translates to the sun.
Yeah.
No, and have you relayed that to us?
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking that's a trap, because we just got told upstairs that we're not supposed to bring fire down into here. So if we're holding, like, a big fiery ball like this guy, we'll probably be rewarded by being blown up.
So,
Wait, but you said that the light spell was like the sun.
Oh, I did and all. And the sun's nothing like fire. It's more like a big thing up in the sky. I don't really know what the sun is.
I was about to say, Terrence's nose just starts bleeding and she spews astrophysics.
The sun is a ball of flame.
There are theories. I don't know how true they are, but there are theories. There's also sun gods. Anyway, not the time for...
I don't really want to hold a sun god.
No. All right, so I will hold my helmet with the light spell on it towards the door.
Nothing yes. happens.
Okay, didn't think so, but I had to try.
Fair.
Because this is, I'm assuming, a speak friend and enter situation.
Something like that.
I'm just going to straight up walk up and test to see if it's locked.
Oh, yeah. It's also heavy.
Mm. Can Amadeus test to see if it's locked with a shoulder?
Who's...
I?
Magnus? Athletics
Magnus. Magnus. Yeah, athletics check.
Go on,
it's a 23.
You kind of shoulder charge the door and just hurt yourself.
Ow.
You slam right into a solid stone door.
I think it's a door.
Okay, sure.
How's your shoulder?
It's fine.
Okay. Ow. Okay, so hold the sun... He who holds the sun will be rewarded. We have to bring the sun down here. I've got a mirror. We might need more than one, though. I haven't set like a relay up upstairs, so I'd have to go back and do that, and I don't really want to climb up.
I cast light on the door.
The door's now glowing.
Again, it's...
I do love that light has no... Like, there is no maximum limit to the size of the object that you can
it's
target.
It's just object.
Object.
Which means technically you can target the planet and all of a sudden planet is glowing. Which is nightmarish to think about.
Yes, especially in the part of it that at night.
Or underground.
Or underground and just suddenly glowing.
Light.
What
this is a debate for off microphone.
Yes, all right.
Well, maybe I could like smite the door. I know I do like holy damage, which is kind of like the sun. I like the idea that holy damage is radiation. I think it's really funny.
Uranium.
In this particular space, is it just the door and nothing else? Or is there anything else around?
There is. The door.
Okay.
Are there any other carvings around on the walls as we've walked past?
Not here.
Oh.
Is there an indent or a keyhole or space where we're supposed to put something?
Yeah, the sphere of light that the humanoid is holding, that the others are worshipping, is concave.
I'm going to recast light on my helmet. Then use Mage Hand to lift up my helmet and put my glowing helmet in the conclave to see if that does anything.
Roll me a deception check.
Ooh.
Got that.
You've got high deception too.
Son of a Frenchman.
Not that high then.
11. No, it's pretty high.
Unfortunately, you are not able to fool the magics of this door with your helmet.
I rolled a 4.
Guys, I think we're going to have to climb back up.
They've got pickaxes.
They've got things up there that can help. Maybe we could set up a mirror relay. Or maybe we could go over to the other side of the hole and see what's over there. Maybe there's like a back entrance. Go that way, maybe we can get in around the back.
Mm.
There's always a back entrance. If I've learned anything from Skyrim, there's always...
What is this Skyrim of which you speak?
I think it's a ballad about killing dragons.
Hey.
Kind of a bit out of for a...
It's not very well thought after at the moment, but as I've learned from the ballad, there's always a way to get out round the back, and maybe we can find that back way and go in. What do you think?
Possible. So, I am looking at my list of spells to see if I... Right. I'm going to have to spend a spell slot on this.
Don't spend a spell slot. Let's just go back up and... I'm bored down here. There's nothing to hit.
If a spell is target creature, I have to actually throw it at a creature, don't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I have Sacred Flame as a cantrip.
Yes, that does specifically require a...
It says specifically creature.
Yes.
If it... We could go and ask the miners if they've seen any little tiny suns in the mine. And not, I don't mean like a boy, I mean like in the sky, but in the mine. Although, if they've seen any suns, as in boys in the mine, they should probably leave. This is not a safe place for boys. I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself. What are we doing down here again? We're trying to open this door.
So easily distracted. Daniel has ADHD.
It hasn't been diagnosed.
That's because they don't know what ADHD is.
Yeah. We might need to go... You know what, Scott? I'm just going to spin the spell slot and see if it works. Probably won't, but... Flaming Spear.
Whoa!
Roll me another deception check. Additionally, roll me a luck check.
Ooh!
So that's 22 on the deception check. Am I adding anything for the luck check?
No, it's just a straight roll.
Straight 7 then on the luck check.
Cool, cool, cool. You were warned. No fire.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. I tried. It's nice knowing you all as I burn.
As the sphere fools the door...
I get singed, don't I?
The dust... in the air, ignites, and I need all three of you to make me dex saves.
Oh my god.
Is this something I can observe?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Can I cast shield as my one free shield a day as a reaction?
No, shield does not save you here. No. You would need absorb elements to save you here.
Oh, I don't have that. What was it again? Acrobatic?
Athletic. A dex saving throw.
Dex, yeah, dex.
Why did I go to say athletics? 17.
11.
You rolled better than I did.
Oh, no.
You rolled almost three times better than I did.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Four.
Four.
So four.
11.
11 and 17. Cool. There is a woof as you all get blasted. Tanwyn and Amadeus. You both take 20 points of fire damage.
Oh, my... Oh!
Amadeus takes 10 because he's a tiefling. Magnus, you take 10 because you've succeeded.
Yep.
You all kind of stand there after the blast dissipates and the spell automatically fades, like unable to maintain concentration on this.
No.
You bastard!
You're all kind of standing there, hair singed.
My hair!
Your eyebrows are gone.
No!
Wait, did Tenwin just get those threaded as well?
He spent money on these!
I knew I was forgetting something. Oh, well, door's open. Let's go.
Well,
yeah, and the door is opening slowly.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
Go through! Go through before it closes!
Let's go.
Go!
Hut.
I, at this point, I will remind people that I have a flat 10 in wisdom. It is my secondary dump stat after strength.
Clever trickery has managed to avoid the fetch quest. But it did not save your hit points.
No. Oh, you can heal yourself, right?
I can heal myself.
You can heal yourself. Okay.
Do you need a hand?
No, I'm healing myself. I just need to know that you can heal yourself at the moment so I can spend...
You look like you took far more damage from that than I did.
Yes, I did. Just stood there. Ball of flame just rocketed over me.
Yes, well, at least you partially ducked. I took it right in the face.
Don't you live in fire, though?
Well, somebody in my line lived in fire.
Oh. It's one way to get rid of all of the bugs, Sonya. I suppose. Okay, I'm going to give myself 15 lay on hands points just to pop me back up to nearly full, but not full HP.
Yes, aren't we glad that she was wearing her backpack? Because elsewise, that would have all caught fire because it's an unintended object.
No! All of my things!
Okay.
Okay, 29.
On the other side of this door, there is two things of note. Well, three things of note. As one of them is a staircase.
Staircase. Going up or going down?
Up.
I knew there was a back entrance!
Inside, floating above pedestals.
Oh.
There is a flail made of the same... black and green stone with this orange spiked orb at the end of the chain. And on the other pedestal is a shield made from the same black stone.
Dibs.
It's almost like the GM is giving two of our players things after I got a fancy book.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, don't these look nice? Do you mind if I take a minute to assess these?
Yes. Okay. I do believe it's well within our jurisdiction to at least temporarily requisition these items for personal use on the shop.
These things are never, like, trapped or anything, right? We can just grab it?
We make sure that the pedestals aren't trapped.
How do you go about doing that?
I would like to cast Detect Magic, which I already know won't help.
because they are floating. There is, there is different types of magic that I can detect. Yes.
There is magic here, obviously. There is, I don't remember what school of magic levitate is, but...
Abjuration? No.
No. I want to say transmutation, or don't quote me on this, but yeah. Whatever school of magic levitate is.
Transmutation.
Yeah, I thought it was. Transmutation always has the weird stuff.
That's true.
It's transmutation. It is the weird stuff.
Yes. The flail has evocation, and the shield has abjuration.
Evocation and abjuration.
I am going to... I have, amongst my equipment for reasons, a small bag of sand. I will take the small bag of sand and drop it on one of the pedestals and then quickly withdraw my hand.
Nothing happens.
There's nothing there that suggests that it's the kind of a magical trap. It's just kind of like lifting them up and then there's magic on each of them saying what it is. But I can't find any kind of, you know, scary evocation magic hidden inside the pedestals or something. So I don't think they're going to fireball us.
All right, well, let's...
But I'll have a look at them and I'll see if what I can see about their makeup and...
I gesture for you to continue.
Okay, yeah, I'd like gingerly pull the flail away from the...
I call Derbs.
I'm not going to keep it. I don't like using flails. They hit me in the elbow once. It took weeks to heal. And I'll just kind of gingerly pull it away and then inspect it as a smith.
Despite it basically being carved out of stone, including the chain. Oh, I mean, it is heavy.
This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. It's made out of stone. I think it is made out of the stone.
Yeah, and then there's the handle is this the black and green stone wrapped in surprisingly good condition leather, considering you have no idea how long this has been down here. And then, yeah, chain made out of the same stone as if it was carved from a single block. Wait. And then this strange orange jewel on the end of the chain covered in thin 3-inch spikes.
Whoa. No, this is like nothing I've ever seen before. It's pretty, though. And she kind of gives it an experimental swing, keeping it away from her elbow. She says, oh, it moves just like a flail. So, I mean, I can't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to hit someone with it. I say give it a go, and I'll hand it over to Magnus, and I'll move on over to the shield and kind of do a similar inspection.
Magnus will get a feel for it and just think, well, we've already got one cursed item, what's another?
Yeah, you get the shield off. It is a heavy shield full of slab of stone.
Oh, it's so funny.
With, again, weirdly good condition leather straps.
It's nice. Oh, it feels, it's carved, I guess. Well, it feels good on the arm.
You would say it's about 3 times as heavy as the shield that you currently use.
Nice, nice, good and heavy.
And the flail is about twice as heavy as your current flail.
Whew. Going to have to build up the muscles in our arms for these ones.
Tadwin's going to end this just with one massive arm.
Delts are going to be huge.
She will be swole.
Swole.
I believe is the correct terminology that the kids use.
I think that's the correct term, yes. Mm-hmm. Swole. Yeah, absolutely. She'll swing her shield off and put it on her back, and then she'll put the new shield on her arm. This is me saying that I'm attuning to the item without saying, I'm attuning to the item.
Cool. You're now attuned to the item.
Yay.
Of which we have no idea what it actually does.
Yeah.
Because I've used Legend of War already and have no way of...
You have at will to identify.
It has...
I don't.
Yeah, Encyclopedia of Everything gives you at will identify and Legend Lore once per 1d3 days.
It's fine. It's got abjuration magic on it.
I cast Identify.
I'll figure it out.
I didn't write that down.
I'll figure it out.
Oh, no, I did write that down.
This is why we check our notes, people.
Yes. So I cast Identify on these pieces of equipment.
Cool. The shield is the Trollstone Shield. It is a +1 shield that, as a bonus action once per day, can give the wielder temporary hit points equal to their proficiency bonus plus their character level. Also, currently in its dormant state.
Ooh. So what does that mean?
It needs to wake up.
Okay. Oh, it's like growing. It's Okay. I got it. That's
fine. Love growing magic items.
That's good because I get really attached to the magic items that I have. So I will end the campaign with stuff that I had from level 3 because I'm like, but I don't want to get rid of my sword. I know that this is a better sword, but I like this.
There are many swords like it, but this one is mine.
This one is mine.
And what about the flail?
The flail is a trollstone flail.
Oh, I thought I was going to get a gnome stone flail.
That would be really little, though.
Yeah, like a little thing.
In its current state, adds 1d4 lightning damage on a hit.
Cool.
And once per day can, essentially, the wording of it eludes me, but basically once per day, when you hit with the weapon, you can cause the damage to leap to a creature within 15 feet of you.
Cool.
So you can essentially hit two targets at once.
Ooh, nice. So I'll share this with the group.
And that's what you find.
Yeah.
You cheaters.
Hell yeah.
You gave them to us.
No, he's more meaning the fact that I cheated our way through the front door.
It's fine.
Look.
You came up with a clever solution and you suffered for it.
And Tanwyn did too.
Look, Amine's figures, he's suffered plenty through Magnus's and Tanwyn's shenanigans. The occasional turnabout is fair play.
He said, I do not want to climb back up that rope. I'm getting through this door.
Yes, that was his motivation, is I have skipped arm day far too many times to want to climb up that rope more than once.
I don't think we can carry Amadeus and our new toys up at the same time.
So we'd better find a different way up.
Because to be fair...
Stairs.
To be fair, had the fire not worked, it's just going to be expend my second spell slot, knock.
I can tell you, knock would not have worked.
Knock doesn't work on magic.
Arcane
lock and magical doors are different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting you to cast, and I was prepared to say, unfortunately, that doesn't work.
No.
Flaming sphere is just like, that actually might trick the door.
Yeah, because I was debating whether to use lock or one of my fire-based spells. That's why I was asking about...
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So, anyway, while these guys are attuning to their stuff, I will patiently wait. And then when they're done, we're up the stairs.
Okay, you guys go up the stairs. It is a long way up. It is 120 meters worth of stairs.
That's fine.
About a quarter of the way up.
These are also rather big stairs that are made for legs much longer than all of yours.
Oh, interesting. Big stairs.
About a quarter of the way up, it's like, unseen servant, back, take my other gear, and follow me.
Fair enough.
You see Amadeus' gear chest floating behind him.
Amadeus, can it take mine too?
No.
Not all of it.
It has the capabilities of a butler, and that's about it.
And it has a strength stat of 4.
Oh.
So it's not going to carry all of that.
No. Does it actually have a strength stat?
Give me a sec. I wrote down the spell because I don't know D&D spells. So
Unseen Servant is one of those spells that does not get used super often.
It's mostly like set dressing.
It has AC 10, one hit point, and a strength of 2.
Oh.
It cannot attack. And if it drops to 0 hit points, it dispels.
Yeah, no, it is at max carrying capacity.
Yeah, it's pretty much strong enough to carry my books.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen it used for books. It's enough to carry my gear, and it's struggling with that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, Tanwyn, but no. I cannot...
Yeah, it takes a good while for you guys to get up these stairs, because each step is 30, 40 centimeters high.
Hey,
now that is leg day. That is leg day. Whoa.
Even with the fact that he's using Unseen Servant to carry his stuff, Amadeus is struggling. Because along with skipping arm day, he also skipped cardio day and leg day.
Skips every day.
I will say these stairs are also 15 feet wide, but kind of the same width as the door that you came through.
Yeah.
So probably giant stairs. I had to take a guess.
Yes.
Given that the glyphs were all dwarf/giantish runes, I'm assuming giants at this point, especially given the size of the door.
Mm. Yes. And, you know, it's called Trollstone.
Yeah.
Also that.
How much do we know about the people who lived in our country before, you know, the current? Is this kind of a known thing that there used to be giants inhabiting this land? Or is this kind of like an archaeological discovery of a lifetime?
This is the second one. You kind of get like 150, 200 years of pre-imperial history before a lot of it is lost and or very damaged and faded.
The latest we have back is, from going off what you've said previously, is basically the tyrant that Kasim knocked off was about the earliest.
We have kind of the warring states.
Yeah.
And then Kasim, and then the tyrant, and then Manadorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kasim's events are 30 to 50 years before Manadorn's rebellion.
Yeah, and that was a good 300 odd years ago.
Yeah.
So Henris's dad, who was the tyrant before Kasim, is about, was part of the whole...
Part of the warring states. And
warring. He was one of the warring states, and it took...
That's about as far back as we get.
Yeah. And it's sort
it's
of...
It's almost as if a long time of war loses a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and we start solidifying records with the Henris's sort of dictatorial sort of shenanigans.
Anyway. So, yes, no, this is most certainly an archaeological find of a lifetime.
Tanwyn's going to kind of lean against the side of the wall to take a breather, and she goes, no, I'm sure you're a little bit too tired right now, I guess, to really consider what's going on here. But
just going to roll constitution.
I think we've got...
Oh, your Magnus is tired as well.
I think we've got evidence of who lived here before.
Yes.
And I think it was...
Possibly trolls.
Trolls or giants.
When we're done here, why? Why stairs? Why always stairs?
When we're done here, we should get a historian to have a look
Shut
at
up.
It.
Shut up!
Isn't it a historian?
Shut up! I am too exhausted to deal. It's historian...
He's still got life in him. All right, up the last few stairs. You can do it.
Or maybe an archaeologist.
Don't.
Archaeologist.
I thought it was Archie.
Don't.
Archie.
Test me. I still
Archie
have.
Magic.
Magic.
Oh.
I will toast you all.
No.
If it kills me.
No. You'll have to catch us first. Race to the top, Magnus. Tanwyn's going to start taking the stairs faster. It's taking a lot out of her, but she's doing it.
Yes, because you're running with a massive backpack.
Yeah.
In splint mail.
Yeah.
Very heavy shield.
No, two shields.
Two shields.
Two shields.
With stairs that are much larger than I'm...
Yes, but eventually, after a great deal of effort... You all manage to get to the top of the stairs to find no floor, as it seems that the floor that was here has fallen with the rest. However, you do see the mine shaft kind of... So how do I explain this? There's the top of the stairs, wall. You can see underneath the wall, like you can see where you guys were on the other side of the hole. You're now on the... So you were on the side of the hole that... had access to outside. You're now on the other side of the hole.
That has access to further down the mine.
Yes.
Okay.
But there is a 8-10 centimeter thick stone wall between you and the mine shaft.
I take out my sledgehammer.
That will do it.
And I smash the wall.
While she's doing that, Amadeus will crumple into a heap on the floor and just... Silent we cry, because...
He got all of his exercise in one go.
I got a year's worth of exercise in one still quarter. Anyway.
After several minutes of work with the sledgehammer, reinvigorated as to get back to the other side.
I feel like Tanwyn and Magnus would probably pass it off and take turns...
Yeah.
Until we,
It takes, like, a good 20 minutes to half hour to bust through.
Ooh, but we can see it there.
Yes.
Amadeus is going to take a short rest.
Fair enough.
Because I have the time, and I need that spell slot back, please.
Fair enough. Half an hour's long enough to get a short rest.
Thank you. You are very magnanimous.
But yes, you are now on the other side of the hole.
Yay!
You can see the rope and the pittons where you climb down.
Roll them up.
You're
we're on the far side of the hole.
Yes.
Okay.
Which still brings the complication of how do you get back across, because it's a 6-7 meter wide hole.
How much rope did we have left?
Maybe one thing of rope left. I have 10 feet of chain.
I've also got 30 feet of rope.
Okay.
You were told that there were a couple of other passages, thin, naturally forming passages that you could investigate on this side of the hole.
Mm. Maybe that'll be the way to go.
Yeah, let's go explore these places.
I feel like Tanwyn and Magnus could probably jump across, but I don't want Amadeus. Yeah.
As I said, years worth of exercise in one stair climb.
All right, time to go dungeon delving, I suppose.
Yep. You guys find the passages fairly easily. They're actually kind of close to each other, and they're both on the left-hand side of the mine shaft. Both have been started to get manually widened. You can see axe marks on both of them. The one closest to the hole has been widened significantly more than the other.
Okay. Let's go in the widened hole.
Cool. The widened hole is also the one that you can't fully see through, as it kind of curves off after like 3 meters or so.
Okay.
If it's been widened, I feel like there's been people in there. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I let one or both of these two go first.
Okay.
As is the
As
usual.
You guys go to move through it, can I get either acrobatics or athletics checks?
Oh, no!
Because it is a bit of a squeeze.
12 from Magnus.
17 for Tanwyn.
10 for Amadeus. Going off acrobatics, because that's not a negative.
Okay, so what's the order of this?
Probably Magnus first again.
Yep.
And then Tanwyn, and then Amadeus.
Okay, so what happens is Magnus goes first. He gets around the bend and gets stuck.
No!
I'm stuck.
Tanwyn.
All right, I'm coming to push you through.
He's not stuck enough that you can't get him out. The DC was 13 and he rolled a 12. What did Amadeus get?
10.
Amadeus gets stuck before the curve.
Oh no!
Son of a...
Okay, can you hold my hand? I'm gonna pull you through.
Okay,
I reach behind and try to grab his hand.
Give me another athletics check.
Okay. Ooh, not great. That's an 11.
He's not moving. At least not from pulling.
I don't have any oil. Otherwise I'd slip him through.
Greased up Amadeus.
What do I have?
Go back, take all your things off, and send the servant through with them again. And then try again. Maybe your helmet's getting stuck or something.
Probably.
Oh no, that's not a fun laugh.
I need a ruling.
Okay.
Can I use Mage Hand to push me?
No, that only has 5 pounds of power.
It was worth an ask.
Fair.
All right, take off my stuff, unseen servant. Send the unseen servant through with my stuff.
That will do it. You've gotten enough removed from you that you're no longer getting caught on things. And you're, I think by far, the thinnest of the three of you.
Yeah.
How is the person who has the most stuff? I guess she's just simply shoving it through.
You didn't take the bag with you. The bag does not fit in the hole.
No. I need my bag. It's got my things in it.
You can't take it with you.
My unseen servant isn't strong enough to carry it, nor is my mage hand.
I go back and I throw my bag across the pit.
Fair enough. It's now on the other side of the hole.
Yes! I'll come back for you, darling. I blow a kiss to the bag and squeeze back through.
So, without my stuff, do I need to make another check?
No, you managed to get through just.
Yes, thank you, Jeeves. As I put my backpack back on, strap my stuff back. All right, let's go.
The chamber you find yourself in seems to be what you would surmise to be a pantry, as there are several shelves with a whole heap of jars on them.
Whoa!
Any eyes?
No. They're like stone jars. And then on one of the shelves, there is this pile of gold and bronze tablets.
I immediately go towards the tablets.
The tablets are written in... So, fun history fact. For a good long while, people were writing on bronze and gold tablets.
Makes sense.
Because soft metal.
Yeah, makes sense.
And yeah, you find the same runic language on them. These seem to be recipes. You find the notable ones amongst the recipes that you find is Chinguk, which is a salty sauce made from fermented elephant guts. Chinguk. You find a recipe for sumbal, a dessert made from honey and something called unguit. You find a recipe for mustard.
Oh, we already know how to make that.
The final recipe of note that you find is for an alcoholic drink called aranyu, which is made from mead, apples, and an ingredient called ishu.
I will put them in the backpack. Because...
Lost recipes are lost recipes.
I'm going to go Indiana Jones on these things. They belong in a museum. Just at the British Museum.
Yeah, and you look at the jars. Most of them have labels on them.
All right.
Most are illegible, lost to time.
Fair enough.
as they were on some sort of paper type material.
Yeah, makes sense.
Are these from the miners, or can I give them a go?
They're still perfectly sealed. You do find a few with legible labels. You find jars of honey, jars of chinguk, and you find a jar of ungit.
Oh, that's like the recipe.
Yeah. It's almost like they were stocked to make these recipes.
I'm going to open the honey.
It's honey.
I'm going to try it.
It's honey. Honey keeps really well.
Yeah, that's honey.
Really? I got that from reading the label.
And I got that from eating it. That's like a true scientist does. They try everything. I'm going to try this thing, the chinguk. And she opens up the jar.
It is a pungent smelling thick black sauce.
No!
It smells foul and
Magnus!
Salty.
Magnus, try that.
No. All yours.
I'm a day's walk at you. You wanted to try this. All yours.
Just like the eyes.
As a paladin, I am immune to disease.
I know.
So I am going to try it.
It tastes pretty good, actually. It's a really strong flavor, but you could see where it'd be used.
Whoa! It's kind of like, whoa, I got to put that back on. I got to put the lid back on because it smells really bad.
It smells awful, and the olfactory experience is very strange because your tongue goes, I want to like it, but your nose goes, I hate this.
Crazy. I think maybe if you spread it on some bread and then maybe if you had it with a lot of fresh vegetables.
Prestidigitation!
Yeah. The recipe that you saw did have some use cases for it, and it more or less gets used like we use ketchup.
Do you know tomato sauce?
No.
It's a sauce.
Right, made out of tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yes.
I don't like tomatoes.
Ah, it's a condiment like tomato sauce or mustard.
He said tomato sauce twice. He's going crazy from all the exercise. I'm going to try the other thing.
You open up the jar of ungit, and you find a jar full of small black seeds, kind of like sesame seed-sized seeds.
Ooh, interesting. Does it smell of anything?
It smells like dry seeds.
I feel like this one might have lost a lot of its flavor, but I'll give it a go anyway.
Yeah, you have no idea if they're black from age or if they're naturally black. They taste... The fact that they aren't straight up dust at this point astounds you.
Tastes kind of dusty. I don't think this one's a good one.
Well, it's supposed to be part of dessert, so...
Oh, maybe you could sprinkle it on ice cream or something.
Well, you're supposed to mix it with honey.
Oh!
And you've got...
I do have honey right here. I'm going to test these out. It's so exciting. This is an archaeological find of a lifetime.
Archaeological. Don't test me. Why? Was I blessed with the pony brain cells?
I like torturing Amadeus, but I also like torturing you.
Fine. So we found the troll pantry, so that's something. I'm assuming the only way out is the way we can.
Yeah, but you try the door, but it's stuck. There is something on the other side blocking it.
Right. I think it's solid rock at the other side. I don't think we're getting out this way.
Can I tell whether it's locked or not?
It's not locked.
Prestidigitation or thaumaturgy swings any locked doors open. It's how we got into part of the palace.
It goes to swing and get a few centimeters open and stops.
It's blocked. Okay, that's good to know. Science.
Yes.
So let's scoot over. I'll do the same thing I did.
Having now gone through it, it is, you know how to get back out with hurting yourselves.
I kind of wish I hadn't thrown my bag over the hole yet.
Oh well.
I'll get back to it.
So you're going through the other passage now?
Yes.
You guys can see, because this is more or less a straight passage, and you can see that this goes into a chamber of the same black and green stone, and you enter into what appears to be a shrine. You enter in like the crack in a wall of what appears to be a shrine room.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, this would be more your area of expertise, Amelin.
Oh, I'm more up on Artifora worship, but I can give it a go, that's for sure.
There are several things that you guys immediately notice. All of the walls are carved.
Oh, boy.
Carved walls?
Yep. I will tell you what each of them depicts as well.
Oh.
One wall depicts humanoids working the fields and building great structures, worshipping the sun. The wall next to it depicts a large beast swallowing the structures and the humanoids living in them.
Eee.
The third wall depicts smaller humanoids living on the back of the beast and one of the humanoids being pushed off the beast with a sword through them.
Whoa.
And the final wall, the wall you came in through, depicts a large circle covered in what looks like land masses, or like a world map, being approached by a massive figure with a singular glowing eye.
Oh! we know who that is. Look, that's the evil, what did he call him again?
Oh, the one you saw.
Yes, Cavort the Conqueror. Or, what was the other name that was used for him? The other thing. The big guy. Scary man.
Nekomara.
That's him.
And
he's already been here.
The final thing you notice is on the floor, someone has taken a chisel and scratched it into the floor. An imperial common.
Ooh.
You'll know Unkshu comes by the following signs. Monsters wearing the skin of people rise from their graves. Fools prepare to do that which is impossible, claiming to be heroes. The sun will sit high in the sky and the world will be dark. The hidden ones will be revealed and those who hid them will be judged.
Oh no, that one's about us.
And the final line written in Imperial Common. So, seers from another time, beware the smiling traitor and find hope's wings before she is torn apart. And then underneath that is another message written in the giant runes. I know not this language, nor the meaning of the words I write, but I know them to be important. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.